Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about one of the virtues and good qualities of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And in fact, this is the last of those days. This is the day in which, according to some traditions, that noble lady departed from this world, and she attained the level of shahadat and martyrdom with God Almighty. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and audience condolences on this very grave and very sad and solemn day. In this connection, we would like to read for you all a very beautiful tradition which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding one of the many virtues of that noble lady. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the following. Inna atfala shi'atina, he says, surely the children of our followers, the children of our Shia, min al-mu'mineen, who are the true believers. This could also be translated as the children of our followers who are true believers, depending on how you interpret this hadith. These children, you know, who are born to our followers, Tarabbahum Fatimatu alayhi salam. They are nurtured and taken care of by the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Meaning that noble lady, obviously, you know, not her physical form, but her spirit, her light, now whatever we want to call it, this is something that it's hard for us to, normal human beings, to wrap our minds around. But, you know, her being, it, with the permission of God, obviously, it is entrusted, the care of these children is entrusted to that noble being, and she herself takes care of these children, and she sees to, you know, their upbringing and their care and their protection, which obviously implies that, you know, they will be protected from all harm, and they will be safe from all injury and any kind of danger that might their parents might be afraid of. This is one of the noble traditions of, regarding her virtues, which also coincidentally shows her care and affection for her followers, and the fact that, you know, just because she's physically not present with us in this world doesn't mean that she has nothing to do with us, and she has forgotten us. And it also indicates that, her attention to us is not something that's limited to the akhirat, when we pass away in the day of resurrection, you know, that she will intercede on our behalf. This is not limited to that. Rather, it also extends as an extension into this world and in this very dunya. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.